glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. If you were with me yesterday or with us, I have my two special guests returning. Actually, my two close friends. I've loved getting to know Mike Crosta the last few years. And Jeff, I've known you on and off over the past, I don't know, 10 or 12 years, because you've been involved in the community for many years. But when you came out with, was it your first book?
I have written one book, Blind Authority. It's my testimony of how I came to Jesus.
Yes. Okay. I interviewed you after that came out, I guess 10, 11 or so years ago. But we've kept in touch. But yesterday we gave you a couple different shout outs because you're our event coordinator, which means Jeff is doing many of the behind the scenes tasks and duties to pull off this audience of one. It's coming up in a few days, 4 days. It's this Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater, which is located in downtown Champaign, 203 West Park Avenue. The facility, we have it basically from about 4 in the afternoon till almost midnight, but the doors will open at 6:30, and then the formal program begins right at 7 o'clock. So please get there early, get seated, because I think at 7:02, I come on and do a little greeting, and then Mike follows up and gives some overview and an understanding of what we're going to want to accomplish this evening through the worship time, through the prayer time, how we can come together as one people to worship the Lord and pray for our city. It's going to be an exciting event, and I hope, and those of you that maybe can't make it, you can still participate. Please, between 7 and 9 p.m. this Saturday night, be praying up what God will do to stir in our hearts that passion for him and the passion for our community, for those first responders, to the educators, those that are in the government, those teachers that oversee our children, and all the people in our community, that we can have an active role in pressing kingdom influence, power, and authority over where we dwell, because we're followers of Jesus. And think about it, 1,000 of us, 1,000 plus of us getting together and asking God to work in unique ways in our community. How might he respond? Well, you can be a part of that. So it's going to happen this Saturday night. Doors open at 6:30. Come to the Virginia Theater. Bring a friend. Bring a neighbor. Bring a passionate Christ follower that you know, because we trust God's going to do something special. And on top of it, it's free. There won't be even an offering taken. We had some super special people that helped underwrite all the costs. So we appreciate them, and we appreciate all the pastors and the churches involved and the many ministry leaders, from everything from Campus Crusade for Christ to Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Pregnancy Resource Center, Jesus is the Way Prison Ministry. Many of these ministry leaders are on board and are praying up for this evening and are going to participate. So it won't be right if you're not there. So we have a seat with your name on it. So come join us this Saturday night, November 11th. Well, I began with Philippians 1, chapter 21, because that's a verse that Jeff Goldberg, our special guest on this Testimony Tuesday, will talk a little bit about. And Mike Crosta also joins us. He was a part of yesterday's broadcast and shared some of his testimony, but he's kind of the hands and feet and voice behind what we hope God accomplishes this Saturday night, because he's been facilitating twice a month our prayer gatherings, always helping us realize the position we have in Christ. We have that royalty. We're part of that priesthood. We can go to God because he delights and loves us. We don't have to grovel or wonder, is he going to answer our prayers? He loves us. And when we pray according to his will, it's going to come to fruition. Well, anyways, he's helped us understand that God is this great God, and we need to first and foremost worship him and bless him and celebrate how great he is. And so that's some of the form format that when we come together this Saturday night, there'll be some introductory remarks, get our mindset all ready to worship God. We'll have a worship leader take us through that, and then wait till you hear from some of the special people that are going to present. You're going to be blessed. We already have prayed it through and talked through some of them, and we know the topics they're going to walk us through, but I hope you can come out this Saturday night. Okay, so Jeff, on this Testimony Tuesday, and Mike, at any point, jump right in too. I know you're going to be praying up some of Jeff's remarks, because on this Testimony Tuesday, we want him to share some of his faith journey and life story. But I began with the reading out of Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, "For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain." Why, Jeff?
Well, I used what I call the New Testament version of Isaiah 53, because having grown up in a Jewish home, that is really the one chapter that is not read in the synagogue. In the synagogue, they read through the Torah, the whole Old Testament, throughout the year, but they leave out one chapter, Isaiah 53, which is, of course, about the Messiah being nailed to the tree. And of course, we know that had to happen so that we can all receive forgiveness of sin and have eternal life. So I live for Christ today as I walk on the earth, but I know that great and glorious time when eventually I leave the earth, I'll be with him forever, face to face.
Well, take us through some of that faith journey. So you're growing up in a Jewish home, following the Jewish holidays, reading the Torah.
So I went to public school, but I went to an afternoon Hebrew school, Orthodox Hebrew school, from age 6 to age 13 until I was bar mitzvahed. So I'd learned all the rules and regulations and all the prayers that we're supposed to do on a daily basis. I learned all the holidays, how to observe them in the Jewish manner, and actually a great time of my life learning all that about my background and living the Jewish life. But then I evolved as a teenager into straying away from the Jewish training and got more involved in, you know, my education. I became a pretty decent athlete. I lived in the Detroit suburbs, and that led me to coming to the University of Illinois. And I was recruited to play football here, and I played 4 years of football here, and it was a great experience. I got a degree in business administration, one of the finest colleges of business in the United
States. And
Mike,
you're sure supposed to be yelling out, "Go Illini, go Illini."
I'm from Iowa.
Although he did go to his first Illini home game last week. And he also is a graduate of Wisconsin, so he kind of won that weekend. But at any rate, actually, that was a couple of 3 weeks ago. So at any rate, I played football here. It was a great experience. But the best part about it was that I was invited to Fellowship of Christian Athlete meetings. And my first college roommate was a fellow by the name of Dan Beaver. He was a son of a missionary. He was raised in Africa. And now he's been a missionary for the last 30 years in the Philippines. So he's a great Christian brother. I've kept in contact with him over the years. But he's the first person to ever share the gospel with me. I kind of strayed away from that, but then later in my junior year, I was invited to start to attend FCA meetings by another teammate of mine, who later became the best man at my wedding. So that became the beginning of my real journey of discovering who the Messiah is. And so I studied the Old Testament, I studied the New Testament, and went through some historical background. And then there are other issues like, you know, why would a Jew believe in this Christian stuff? You know, there's a lot of walls in the way for a Jew to follow Jesus. But after all my research and everything, I came to the conclusion in April of 1976. Yes, I'm very old. I came to the conclusion that it's actually the most natural thing in the world for a Jew to believe in Jesus the Messiah, and that everything else is just fog. that got in the way.
Now, were you like Huey Freeman? Lord, anything but a Christian roommate. I don't want to be around those kind of people. They're weird. They believe this crazy stuff. So how was God tenderizing you towards listening to this Jesus?
No, I had no preconceived notions on that coming from Detroit here to Champaign. The group of people I hung around with, half of them were Jewish, half of them were Gentiles. Mm-hmm. But we never, ever discussed religion in any way, shape, or form.
Wow.
All we did was talk about football and girls. Yeah, I'll let that sink in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, and things did change. I am now married to the most wonderful girl in the world.
And very faithful.
Very faithful, yes. Let's make that very clear. She's a great and wonderful woman. In fact, what do I really appreciate about her is her discernment.
Mm.
She's a very discerning Christian woman who knows how to work with people and me.
And reel in her husband.
We had
dinner recently.
That's right.
We saw that at work.
So we digress, but here we are.
Yeah. So you're getting influenced by this Christian roommate. You're attending FCA meetings. When did it become like a personal relationship? Well, I can know God personally.
Well, without going into great, great detail, because I remember the night specifically and everything that went on, April 28th, 1976. But a former football player went to an FCA meeting, and we just started meeting at a friend's house after the meeting. I never met him before. He was a captain of the football team in the late 60s, and he was a Christian. We just started talking, and after 9 months of searching for Jesus, searching about Jesus, and several people who asked me over that period of time, "Jeff, why don't you accept Jesus as your Messiah?" That night, my heart was ready.
Mm-hmm.
It was just ready. My mind had already done its calisthenics, but my heart was ready.
Wow.
So Kirk and I prayed.
And somebody tuning in right now, maybe there's a stirring in their heart. They're listening to your story, and maybe they're identifying to aspects of it, or maybe something is tugging. Maybe they're welling up inside. They know there's a truth that they never understood was Jesus. Jesus was their Savior, the Messiah, the one that could offer them eternal life. It just made sense to you, and how might it make sense to them?
Well, I remember reading Genesis 12 about the Passover, which is a huge Jewish holiday. But it's also the story of Jesus sacrificing his life for us. That was huge for me.
Mike, I know you've appreciated Jeff, and we both mentioned this yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, that as we were praying that this audience of one is taking on a different dimension. I mean, it's enormous. There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
There's so much to coordinate and understand and have oversight for, and we both felt like we couldn't do it all.
Yeah.
We already had a bunch of people involved, but as you and I were praying, and Jeff shows up, and then he shows up again, and then he shows up again and says, well, I can take on that role, and I can follow up on those appointments, and I can facilitate this meeting. And you and I think one night, I can't remember where we were together, but we were patting each other on the back saying,
yeah,
God has raised up Jeff to
yeah
be our event coordinator, and he's facilitated. I don't know if your inbox is like mine, dozens and dozens of email and follow-up, but we've appreciated how God has raised him up. But what do you see happening through Jeff's efforts and all the other people for this Saturday night?
Right. Well, whenever I meet an administrator that's excellent, I have this saying that I rarely give them. Only two or three people in my life I've said this about. But it's, they could run IBM. And Jeff Goldberg can run IBM. He's got the gifts. He's been graced by the Lord. He loves the Lord. And I think we recognize, Mark, that he's the guy. He's the guy that to run this. So yeah, we're very grateful for his help and his ministry.
And you can see it all come together this Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater, downtown Champaign, 203 West Park Avenue. And for our Springfield, Bloomington, Decatur, Whitehall, Beardstown, Carlinville, it's going to be worth the hour and a half or so drive out. It's going to be about a two-hour program. But if the Lord shows up in various ways, maybe it'll go longer, but the formal program is basically doors open at 6:30. At 7 o'clock, we take the stage and we do some introductory remarks and greeting. Then Mike's going to facilitate how the evening's going to be laid out, what to expect, how the prayer will happen, how to be involved and engaged, and how to enter into this time of praying to the sovereign, wonderful, awesome God. And so then there'll be a time of worshiping him, of welcoming him. He's a great God, desiring all of us to come to know him in a personal way. So if you don't know Jesus, find a friend today and ask them, a believer, somebody that reads the Bible and that knows Jesus, ask them about that relationship, because it could be a turning point for you to secure eternity with God the Father in heaven. And then you can also call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. They're trained counselors. They can answer your questions about the Christian faith, why you can trust the Bible, who is God, did Jesus die for my sins, what does that mean? They'll love to talk with you. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. And it's a free call, so I hope you'll make that if you've never been familiar with the fact that God loves you and cares for you. But for those of you that are faithful followers of Jesus, tell your friend, your neighbor, make sure people in your church know all about it, your small group, and come join us this Saturday night. Doors open at 6:30, but it begins at 7 p.m., and you can be a part of this evening. We're calling it Audience of One, coming together as one people to worship the Lord and pray for our city. Yesterday, we talked a bit more about the program and such, and both yesterday and today's program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends link. But today we had Jeff join us again, along with Mike, but to share some of his faith journey and life story. And so, Jeff, I know we talked already a little bit about Philippians 1:21, for to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. That sounds like such stark words, like to die is gain. When is ever dying a gain? So flesh that out a little more. Preach on it.
Oh, well, how much time do you have? So our walk with Jesus, you know, God's grace is enough for us, okay? God's grace is enough, but he also helps us to grow closer to him. And part of us growing closer to him is for us to be less of us, okay? So that the less of who we are, it's like water baptism. The old man dies and the new man comes up out of the water. I mean, it's not a literal thing, but it's certainly a spiritual thing. So as we grow in the Lord, the old man dies away and the new man grows and gets closer to Jesus. So I know I was a little more literal earlier in my definition of this verse, but, you know, it works both ways. Okay, both spiritually today, here, now, as we allow our flesh to go away and die, we can grow closer to God and know what his will is in a more personal, private manner, and therefore carry it out. And then there's also the natural death, and then, you know, our spirit goes up with the Lord.
And Mike, maybe you'll touch on this, but I know Paul oftentimes would say, hey, you can kill me, but great, then I'll go and be with the Lord. Yeah. And if you don't kill me, great, because then I get to proclaim that good news message day and night. So for him, to live as Christ, I get to delight in that relationship daily, walking with the Lord, to be with Christ. And yet, if I die, I know my eternity is secure to be with Christ. Any other thoughts on this passage?
It's like what John said, he must become greater and I must become less. Yeah, that's a beautiful image of how we diminish so that he can be everything in us.
Well, listening friends, we want you to grow in the Lord. We want you to experience coming together with maybe 1,000+ other faithful followers of Jesus, to be in the audience of one. God is our audience. We get to witness what he's going to do as we come together as as one people to worship the Lord and pray for our city. And I think you're going to be blessed. You're going to be encouraged. You're going to get to gather with people from other churches, life experiences, different denominations as one people. We're faithful followers of Jesus. Let's unite in what we have in common, and that's Jesus Christ. Let's lift his name on high and let's worship God together. That's this Saturday night, just 4 days away, 7 p.m., Virginia Theater in Champaign. It's located at 203 West Park Avenue. If you need more information or directions or want to know, is it handicap accessible? Yes, it is. It's all on the first floor. Well, there's actually the balcony, so if we get over 1,000 people, there'll be people sitting upstairs, but you can call the station, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Doors open at 6:30, totally free event. We won't even be taking an offering, so no need to bring cash or your checkbook. Just come with expectation, come seeking the Lord, and come join us in this audience of one as we worship the Lord together and pray for our city. Mike and Jeff, I'll give you the closing words. Encourage the listener to come out this Saturday night.
I know what brought me to be part of this whole event was attending that Thursday night prayer meeting and seeing Huey Freeman there. Mm. And we were discussing, how can I help share the gospel community-wide? And he said, well, we have this prayer thing going on in November. Do you want to be part of it? And I said, where is it going to be? And he said, at the Virginia Theater. Well, my background in theater is at the Virginia Theater.
Amen.
So my wife calls the Virginia Theater like my sister. Or my girlfriend, more of a sister.
Yeah.
So it's been a blessing for me to be part of an event where I can use my theater background, administrative skills, and I'm looking forward to having all 1,496 seats filled at the Virginia Theater because I believe God will be there, and he's going to meet us just where we're at and bless us.
Amen. Yeah, and Mark, for me, I would just ask our listeners, what do you believe is God's will for Champaign-Urbana? Because he does have a plan for our community. What is that? Well, we can discover that as we come together as one people and we pray in one accord for different components of our city. It's going to be great. I think it's going to change the spiritual climate of this area. And one more thing, I've never been a part of an event, Mark, that has been bathed in so much prayer. And you know, Mark, our focus obviously is the greater Champaign-Urbana area, but we want to invite people from all the communities in the region because we would like this to spread. We would like prayer groups to grow in other areas. And I think we hope we can be modeling that for other people in other communities as well.
Well, listening friend, the event is this Saturday night, just a few days away, 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater, 203 West Park Avenue in Champaign. Come join us for our audience of one. If you need more information, call the station at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Mike Crosta, and Jeff Goldberg with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.